From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunts.com. Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guest today is a fascinating young producer out of Chicago who's been blending old school acid house and techno with influences from juke and footwork as well as breakbeat and jungle. Chris Shively, aka Chrissy Murderbot, is one of those guys who's just always ahead of the curve. He's got a new EP coming out on Halo Cyan Records, Friendship. It's going to drop on July 24th. We'll talk all about that and pick Shively's brain here in a minute, but first, I want to remind folks about the Unts Indie and Bass Tour featuring Ill Gates and RD, hitting the Bottleneck in Lawrence, Kansas, People's Court in Des Moines, Iowa, 2720 Cherokee in St. Louis, the 4th Annual Mojo Stock Festival in Indianapolis, and The Limit in Nashville, Tennessee, July 25th through the 29th. There will be special guests at all the stops, and we're going to give you a chance to win tickets starting today. It's the Unts.com's Indie and Bass Tour with Ill Gates and RD. More details at theunts.com. All right, let's get to the interview. You're out in New York at the moment. How are the shows? How's the scene?
It's good, man. It's good. It's different from Chicago. I think I'm probably actually moving out here soon, at the beginning of next year.
Oh, wow. This is big, especially for someone who's so uniquely Chicago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I kind of, you know, I'm feeling like Chicago, I love it, but it's time to move somewhere a little bigger with kind of some more opportunities. You know what I mean?
I understand, but I gotta admit, I'm a little disappointed. It's my favorite city on the planet, and I was hoping that you could school me, because I feel so out of touch with its history, because it's so cloistered and there's so many pockets. I know you're a bit of an ethnomusicologist. Would you still humor me and take me from the birth of house through juke and footwork? Because I gotta know the full Chicago EDM history, but it's, you know, it's so foreign to me, and that's so much of what you're about.
Yeah, I mean, of course. It's very interesting. And like you said, there's so many pockets. Even as someone who lives there, so many parts of that city are, you know, almost like foreign to me as well, because of how...
That makes sense.
I mean, I think that's the thing. It's such a split up kind of city with so many different pockets of, you know, different scenes, as you said, that it can be a tricky one to wrap your head around, you know?
Yeah. So are you not from Chicago originally then?
Oh, I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Yeah. So you were, you know, a little kid in the plains, and were you messing around with 808s or just stumbling into hip-hop and trying to trace its history? How did you get into the production game?
I mean, yeah, I never really was much of a hip-hop person, to be honest. I mean, I enjoy it, but it was never something that spoke to me in the way that house music and techno did. I guess I was about, you know, 9 years old. My older sister is 10 years older than me, and so she was in her late teens. This would have been like 1989, and, you know, she's bringing home tapes of, you know, like rave music and acid house and techno and things like that. Because being in the Midwest, you still do have a lot of that Chicago and Detroit influence musically.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely.
It was a lot of house music and techno and stuff like that. And so I kind of got into it just through stealing tapes from her, you know. And then by the time I was 13, you know, I was like buying records and going to raves and all that stuff. And from there, you know, just kind of got interested in writing music and the production side of things. The first equipment I owned, I mean, this was the thing, you know, this would have been like I was 13 in 1995.
Okay.
So it was at the point where 808s and 909s and all those Roland boxes were already kind of fetishized, you know, gear of legend. And
sure, sure.
So there was no finding those. I started out on a Yamaha RY30 drum machine and an InSonic Mirage sampler, which the Mirage sampler had, like, you could sample like 4 seconds of something and it kind of sounded like shit. And like, you had to program it in hexadecimal. Like, that's how old this thing was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I remember upgrading to a sampler that had 128K of memory and being really, really excited about that.
That's about, for those who may be unaware, maybe a pretty robust avatar on Facebook would be about that size.
It wouldn't hold a full, like, MP3, certainly.
Certainly not.
Yeah, and so it was, you know, I started out on a lot of junk that was kind of available for cheap at the time, just like people 10 years earlier, I guess, were starting out on 808s and 909s because that was what was cheap for them at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, then from there, just kind of started working on things, got really into jungle and all that stuff.
Sure.
Still kind of keeping up with like Midwestern house and techno and everything. And yeah, it's all just kind of been a progression from that for me. Kind of moved to Chicago because of all of that music. And just been working on things from there, you know?
The Chrissy Murderbot remix of Machine Drum's You Don't Survive, showing off some of that early jungle influence.
Where, you know, techno was coming from Detroit and Chicago was an epicenter for, you know, really new house in the 80s. And then things sort of get a little bit muddled for me when you get into the 90s. Tell me, in the late 90s, you said, you know, you were into jungle and that was sort of the predominant new genre of the time, your mixes between jungle and drum and bass. Tell me about juke and footwork, because I love the sounds, but I know nothing about them.
Yeah.
And tell me how you got into them as well, being a white kid from Kansas City.
I think jungle was definitely, you know, like the new prominent genre if you were outside the Midwest. And in the Midwest, people didn't really pay a lot of attention to jungle. I, you know, really liked jungle, but it wasn't something you'd hear a lot of at parties. It was harder to hunt down. And really, like, ghetto house was super predominant. And that really ended up evolving into juke and footwork, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of this thing where the house music got, like, faster and faster until it became juke, and it still maintains that kind of dirty, raw Chicago kind of sound.
Got a little bit of electro boogie in there as well.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think the rhythm patterns started getting a little more abstract to kind of match what the dancers were doing, and so the two fed off each other until it kind of evolved into what we know now.
Is there similar to the distinctions between pure jungle and pure drum and bass, a distinction between juke and footwork? Are we talking tempos? Are we talking patterns?
Yeah, juke tends to be a little slower and a little more like four on the floor, thump, 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 thump. Footwork is definitely the stuff that's fat. It's like 160 beats per minute and has the, you know, the more sideways kind of rhythm patterns to it.
I'm a producer. I'm about to sit down in front of my, whatever, my Commodore 64 or whatever I'm doing and start banging out beats. Sell me on 160. What is your draw to 160?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I like to work at kind of whatever tempo. I don't know. I mean, if you look at the last album I did, there's, you know, some stuff at 160, some stuff at 150, some stuff at 100 beats per minute. You know, there's a big range of tempos on there. I would kind of advise against someone saying, I'm just going to write tracks at one tempo. Definitely.
Sure.
Fiddle around with as many different variables as you can and, you know, try and, like, be a diverse, eclectic songwriter.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just pick the 160. That's my advice. Zulu, how are you feeling? Come now. Again, I will tell you that the vibe is so right. Let me show you something. Music keep you jumping. The vibe is so right. The vibe is so right. Girl, you want attention. Wind your middle section. The vibe is so right. The vibe is so right. Let me show you something. Music keep you jumping. The vibe is so right. The vibe is so right. Girl, you want attention. Wind your middle section.
Christy Murderbot with MC Zulu. The vibe is so right. The Unts Indian bass tour with Ill Gates and RD kicks off next week. Here's Ill Gates with his remix of Die Antwort. Fuck Yolan Ayers.
Thank you.
Chrissy Murderbot featuring DJ Spin, Bussin' Down. Before that, you heard RD's remix of Loyal Divide's Vision Vision. Loyal Divide will actually be joining RD and Ill Gates live at the St. Louis stop of the Indian Bass Tour. Very exciting.
So then let's talk about women's studies. First of all, I have a very important question. Is the video game from the Bussin' Down video real? Can I put it in my Super Nintendo?
No. I feel like maybe you knew the answer to that already.
I'm so sad about that. For those unfamiliar, you have to just pull up the Bussin' Down video. It's you and DJ Spin, is that correct?
Yeah.
Basically, flipping through, I imagine, the kings and queens of footwork in Chicago?
Yeah.
In sort of a, what are those called, a Mortal Kombat-style dance-off.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of like, you know, how can I put it? I make music that, you know, is definitely inspired by juke and inspired by footwork, but it's kind of a separate thing from, you know, like, I wouldn't really play it like a footwork battle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's also, you know, in a jungle and other things, and it's just a little more, I try to put my own spin on things, but I would get asked over and over again, so, you know, like, hey, do you footwork a lot? Do you go to these battles and dance in these battles? And I think it was like, maybe journalists really hoped that I would say yes, because that would make for a more interesting story, you know?
Oh, you're interesting enough. Don't sell yourself short.
Thank you for saying that. But, so I wanted to kind of show something where it was like, you know, it had this footwork component to it, but at the same time, it kind of like cleverly pointed out that
it's almost in that you're playing with people doing footwork, is that that's what you're doing with the music. You're sort of playing with it from a detached perspective.
Exactly. Kind of the analogy of like a DJ's relationship to the audience, but also like, you know, like there's the scene of them dancing really, really well, and then it like cuts to us kind of like button mashing and stuff, you know, like.
Yeah.
the kind of, you know, a little bit of like self-depreciation to it, you know, and showing us
if,
not
yeah,
being
if
as
you're
coordinated
really good at,
as those guys.
Yeah. If you're really good at Street Fighter, doesn't mean that you can shoot fireballs out of your hands, essentially.
Exactly.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm still sad, though, that I can't pop it in the old SNES.
I'm sorry. There's a video. We've got a video coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be more satisfying to you.
Tell me about your favorite people to collaborate with. I already know one, MC Zulu, as he likes to say, Creasy Murderbot. Who else in the outside world do we need to know?
Warrior Queen is amazing. Ruby Dan is amazing. I'm currently working on something with Smoke My Sound Bubble that I'm excited about. And there's so many people. Young Lies is a really, really talented MC that I work with a lot, and it's always like a fun, easy process that yields great results. Johnny Moog is phenomenal. I can't get enough of what he does. I love him. There's a lot of people. I'm sure I'm forgetting several of them.
That's fine. You can send them an apology later.
Yeah. I'll send you a full. I'll email you a list.
Okay, I'll read it out like an in memoriam list at the Oscars.
Can you put it into like Macintosh Simple Talk, like, you know, the robot face?
This is Chrissy Murderbot's robot apology.
Yeah, exactly. Where it sings it in the Hall of the Mountain King, you know?
Oh, like, okay.
Do, you know, the little robot from like OS9.
You're making my post-production work a little bit more challenging than normal. Forgive me if it doesn't happen. From the new Chrissy Murderbot EP, Friendship. So let's talk about Friendship. To the untrained ear, it might sound like Flostradamus-style trap. Is that a concern? Tell me I'm wrong. Assuage my fears, if you would.
I think you are wrong. I think it's a little more up-tempo, you know? I think the rhythm...
Mm-hmm.
Especially like the bass drum and the cymbals and stuff really kind of tap out a little more of a fast rhythm that's
mm-hmm.
you know, double speed from that kind of stuff. I mean, there's definitely some things that are interesting about that whole world to me, but at the end of the day, I really like fast dance music, and I feel like a lot of the stuff coming out right now sounds more like, you know, like rap beats, and it's a little too, you know, it's half speed and it's just too slow for me. And so
yeah.
I think if you maybe melodically there's some overlap there, but Rhythmically, I think it's definitely more of an up-tempo kind of, you know, dance floor track, you know?
It's still got the Chrissy Murderbot thumbprint on it.
Yes. The butt print, as it were.
You've got Sumsum and Lego Welt on Remake Studios. Tell me a little bit about them.
Lego Welt is just awesome. He's really talented producer who's been doing this forever, you know, just a legendary guy. And Sumsum is newer and, like, young, up-and-coming talent, and I also think he's just amazing. I love what he does. And so it's really nice to kind of have, like, you know, one of the people who came before me and one of the people who's, like, coming after me, both together on this record, doing great things that are totally Absolutely. Different than what I do. It's really, it's diverse. It's eclectic, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So the album comes out July 24th on Halo Cyan. Chrissy Murderbot, this was an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for being on the Ounce podcast.
Of course, man. Thank you.
Close out today's episode with the Lego Welt remix of the title track from Chrissy Murderbot's new EP, Friendship, out July 24th on Halo Cyan Records. Special thanks to Chris for being on the program. We'll be hearing a lot more from him very soon. Remember, the Unce.com is presenting the Indie and Bass Tour with Ill Gates and RD beginning next week, July 25th through the 29th, at select spots across the Midwest. Please visit the Unce.com for more details. We're giving away tickets to all of those shows starting today. Please visit theunce.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the Unce podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunce.com. Join the conversation at the Unce podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week.